Quote, Jay Rinpoche wrote, "One-pointed meditation brings a samadhi fantastic beyond description. Yet do not stop there, for that, combined with distinguishing awareness, able to discern the modes of being, gives birth to a samadhi which rests firmly and unwaveringly upon the ultimate. Understanding that, see as wondrous efforts made in samadhi joined to wisdom." End of quote. Thus, during meditation periods, one concentrates one-pointedly upon the subject of emptiness. The effects of our meditation, however, do not end with termination of the sitting. Due to having dwelt meditatively upon emptiness, and having thus pacified the gross levels of distortions, in the periods between meditation sessions, we will continue to doubt the way phenomena appear. One should cultivate this awareness by constantly applying the Madhyamaka reasonings to the objects that appear to us, such as houses, people, and mountains. Normally, these things appear to the mind with a strong impression of truly existing, of being ultimately real. But the Madhyamaka practitioner continues the process of analysis even after meditation sessions, while going about the activities of daily life. One investigates the nature of the things that appear to one's mind, searching for a basis for their appearance. Not being able to find one, the practitioner is sustained in the vision that sees the world as a rainbow, a magician's creation, and the events of a dream. The external objects that we perceive appear to our mind as though they were free of causes and conditions, but nothing has this self-existence. All phenomena exist only by way of causes and conditions. For example, when we search for the basis of a cart, in its individual parts or in the collection of parts, a basis for our image of a truly existent cart cannot be found. Even the smallest atom is without the least tinge of substantiality.